Part C. Innovation is the source of prosperity, and yet it is often unpopular. Take the case of coffee, a late arrival in civilization, scarcely reaching Europe or Asia before the 1500s. Coffee is originally an Ethiopian plant whose beans can be roasted to make a stimulating, addictive drink. Because grinding and roasting the beans requires machinery, coffee tends to be bought and drunk in public spaces. The spread of chains of coffee shops around the world with reputations as ideal meeting places is a widespread modern phenomenon often associated with Starbucks. But it is just one of the many aspects of coffee. The history of coffee also shows a key feature of innovation, that it almost always meets resistance. As coffee spread to Arabia, Turkey, and Europe in the 1500s and 1600s, it encountered fierce opposition and was frequently banned. In 1511, Kaid Beg, a young governor of Mecca, closed down the coffee houses, burning all supplies of the beans and beating those caught with them. By 1534, the opposition to coffee had reached Cairo, where mobs attacked coffee houses. Coffee reached Constantinople in the 1550s and was promptly banned by Sultan Selim II. It was banned again in 1580 by Murad III, who succeeded Selim II, and again in the 1630s by Murad IV. Why were these rulers so keen to prohibit this drink? Mainly because coffee houses were places of gossip and therefore increased the potential of uprisings. There were other reasons to resist coffee too. People who made and sold wine in France or beer in Germany opposed this new competitor. In Marseille in the 1670s, the winemakers found allies in the medical profession. A pamphlet argued that the violent energy of coffee entered the blood, attracted the lymph and dried the kidneys, rendering people exhausted and paralyzed. As late as the second half of the 18th century, Sweden tried to ban coffee no fewer than 5 times. King Gustav III set out to prove coffee was bad for people through a controlled experiment. He ordered one convicted murderer to drink 3 pots of coffee every day, while another was to drink 3 pots of tea. Ironically, both men lived longer than the doctors that conducted the experiment and even the king himself. The coffee-drinking murderer lived longest of all. Nevertheless, campaigns against coffee continued in Sweden until the 20th century. Here we see all the characteristic features of opposition to innovation: fear among the powerful, efforts to protect vested interests, appeals to safety. We could find many more examples in history. Margarine, invented in France in 1869, was subjected to a negative campaign for almost a century. Carriage operators in London furiously denounced the introduction of the umbrella. Musicians' unions temporarily prevented the playing of recorded music on the radio. In 1897, one London commentator worried that the telephone would destroy private life if it was not restricted. Of course, there have recently been similar debates about topics such as genetically modified food and social media. All of them seem to echo the old coffee wars.